Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I felt who I Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. That was Ricky Byers Beckwith. The look of love renews me. We get to begin again. When you tap into your love ancestral style, I'm so happy you guys are with me. I see you callers already lined up wanting to get readings, and I'm looking forward to that. See what's going on in the chat room. I'm going to ease into this show gently. There's a lot moving, and the Cleo, the cat, already wants to talk. So big shout out to the goddess, the Bast, because I don't always remember her, though I do. I embody that very playful energy, and all the people I love embody that playful energy too. And my dearest cat, Cleo, is purring beside me and about to get loud. So we're just going to say yes to the animals and recognize them too, because our ancestors dig animals and their messages love ancestral style. So it's very important to acknowledge the royalty disguised as your pet. And anybody with a cat knows what I'm talking about. I'm not going to get into dissing my cat about how persnickety she is. She reminds me how to be a queen. So thank you, Queen Cleopatra, which is her full name. Breathe. So with that said, love ancestral style is a wonderful birthing that I'm helping to create and understand for myself. And the number one thing about the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan is I have a new tagline, and the tagline is that I want to make magic practical. So what I mean by that is, like, big whoop, I'm getting messages from my family on the other side. Do you care if my grandmother transitioned on February 18, 2013, and we had unresolved business, and she's coming through, and she's coming through in such a playful way? Things that I've forgotten about myself, I get to remember with her. And so I'm very excited today to begin again, starting with my love ancestral story. And yes, I'm completely aware of where I am and grounded enough to let you know where you can tap into the root love of Ricky Byers Beckwith. I've known Ricky Byers Beckwith's music since before Life Conversations Radio, though that song I just heard in a different way tonight. You can find her at agapelive.com or on iTunes. She has really powerful music. I am inviting you to join me tonight. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Now back to my mother, Linda Lee Harris, who is an ancestor, who has such a deep love that she needed to let her daughter know that when she transitioned on this earth, that she was not an orphan. And no matter what in the world ever happened in her life, she was going to walk a mystical fairy tale journey that some people would understand and other people wouldn't. But the key is that in the journey of your life, the point is to trust yourself. The love you seek is already within. And we say that so many times. And I've actually seen a situation where somebody was like ready to gag over Valentine's Day. And I'm with you. I get it. I mean, I could tell you some Valentine's Day stories that would make you cry. I've already cried over that. Every single person, whether they had a great time yesterday or it was really sucky, at some point, I hope you realized when you looked in the mirror that you were enough, that the gifts that you were hoping somebody outside of you would give you, that you gifted to yourself, it's the day after. How you doing? How you standing? I've got some tools to take you to a deeper energy of a love story about you. I always talk about birth cards. That's what's up. You go in through your birth cards. It's a great way to find out about your gifts and purpose. So if you're feeling a little blue and you're feeling a little funky, it's a great way to remember some truth about you. like the number that's running today is 7. So you beautiful people who belong to the Tower, 16 and 7 Chariot, you remind us that we're going to get lightning strikes. But if we hold on and we stand our ground, we'll ride in that chariot, because the seventh chariot is about how you show up, regardless of who is around. You feel me? All right. 347-426-3346. I'm just trying to give you a taste, welcome you to the journey. We're going to go a little bit deeper. I want to give you a little bit more about what is happening at Life Conversations Radio, because it's getting hot in the studio, hot in the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. And look at all you wonderful people in the chat room. Oh, I feel your love. I feel the connection. What's up, Jackie? She sent me a Valentine's Day present. Thank you so much. I love my card, sweetie. You rock. Gabby, I'm loving the love energy. Thank you so much for posting the greatest love of all. We're going to get to that. Lulu, my girl. I remember playing a game with your name. Lulu means 12 when you add it all together, which reduces down to 3. So Lulu by itself. I'm going to add one. No, not yet. Lulu by itself, I think, comes up to 12, reduces down to 3, which is always a reminder for me to play when I see your name, Lulu, because 12 is the porcupine and the medicine card. Isn't that fun? Look at all this beautiful energy you guys are bringing. And Gabby, what? That's short for, like, Gabrielle, the angel? Why, you have a master communication for us? Call in 347-426-3346. Let me let you all know about what is coming, what is going on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Now, you know 50 Shades of Grey came out, okay? So we thought it would be fun to have a conversation about 50 shades of sacred sexuality. Whether you're in the Christian gray or not, it does not matter. What matters is you stepping up to an authentic, healthy conversation about sexuality. Look at the players who are coming to talk to you tomorrow with Life Coach Today at 12 p.m. It's going to be Mark Husson, Master Astrologer, Monique Ruffin, friend to Life Conversations Radio. Two friends coming through. It is Monique Ruffin and Carly Jackson. Monique's the blogger. We know Carly. She's a friend of ours. You know, she hangs out here. She's a beautiful artist and singer. And I mean, and then we have Kirk Glass, you know, Everyday Joe, going to be bringing it down. You have questions, breaking it down. If you have questions, and you do, you know you do, you want to hear Mark and Monique and Carly and Life Coach Today and Kirk and me play, call in 347-426-3346. Or let's do this. How about you really think about what you moved through yesterday, okay? I mean, and we're not going to do a spiritual bypass. How about if it was great, you celebrate that and talk about, you know, find out how you can get more? And how about if for those of you that yesterday was a nightmare and you're tired of living a horror story, I want all of us to go to bed tonight and ask the universe to give us an answer or show us the question that we need to bring to the Ask Life Coach Today panel. Yeah. Go to sleep with it on your mind and see what you wake up with, and then call us up and give us your freaky question. Did I say that? 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. There's no shame, no judgment. You are welcome in this house of love. And of course, as always, we also have the Soul Food for Your Consciousness. That's not on Life Conversations Radio, but that's another place where you can find Life Coach a Day. There's a lot of beautiful people here from 12radio.com that are listening in. I want to say hi. You get to experience me in a different way. Hello, Miss Brenda and Miss Gabby and anybody else from 12. I appreciate you being here. And to all of our Life Conversations people, welcome home. We're all here to play on this 7th day. I love the number 7. Everybody loves lucky number 7, but I have a personal connection to it, and part of that is water. So the element today, it's going to be water. We're going to be talking about a lot of water. The color of the day is red, and if you're feeling a theme of Sesame Street, you're absolutely right, because the number one song when I was born was ABC 123 by Jackson 5. I'm not going to break down that connection for you. I'm just going to let you know that's my path to the underworld, to magic, to my secret garden. And so that's my instruction. To keep it simple, silly, stop tripping. Stop it. Stop going in circles. ABC is easy as 1, 2, 3. How simple is do, re, mi, ABC. That's how easy love can be. Well, I was born with that song being number one. That's how I play the Billboard game. I like to play with music. And I'd like to know the number one song that was playing when I was born, because that means a message for me. And I knew it, but I'm applying it. Here's your example of how to make magic practical. There's an app for it. There's an app, Billboard app. Find out. All you got to do is put your date in, find out what song was number one, and make that part of your metaphysical instruction for how you may want to live your life. That's if you like your song. Or you can create your own song. You are the magic. You get to create the sounds and program what will make you feel good in your life. It's so simple. Music and dancing is such a powerful way to be an expression of the divine. And you feel like you're dancing on water. I mean, it's amazing to fly, and you're standing, but the music is taking you away. I call that merging. I was raised by a Cancerian mother who taught me the love of arts and music and shaping, if I needed to, through my imagination. A lot of my biggest pain taught me great survival skills. My biggest key in my life, though, is not running to spirit world when the real world gets too scary. Now I'm going to take a deep breath. 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. We're talking about love, ancestral style, and how I'm feeling the connection to my ancestors and some practical ways to make magic happen. And we are going to be doing readings. I've got my Mother Peace tarot cards by me. Very interesting that my first tarot cards were the Mother Peace tarot deck, the Way of the Goddess. These cards have led me through so much from 1991 to 2015. And I also use the Black Angel cards as well, which is by Earthland Marcelin. Cards for me, or tarot, is really a spiritual practice. If I tell you your future, I promise you it's by accident, but I'm not going to tell you that I can't tell you your future. You ask me your question, I'll quiet down and see what my ancestors have to share through me, with me, or perhaps even yours. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Okay, yes. And I'm hoping that everybody is able to get in, because we are about to start our session. Yes, ABC is easy as 1, 2, 3. Colors are coming through really strong for me, and I'm rhyming a lot, so it's got to be true. So what that means is I really want you to focus on the color red as we continue for the rest of the show. We could play Pee Wee Playhouse. You know, we could have a magic color of the day. Red is the color, and red will be the color for the rest of the month of February, because I just love playing with my roots. Okay. With that said, let me see where we are, get some callers in here right away, and I'll give you a little bit more about the number 7. The number 7 is ruled by Neptune. Neptune is a strong father figure in Greek, Roman mythology, and not necessarily a warm, fuzzy guy, but Neptune, as a planet, is the planet of psychics, because they're not afraid to go out into the deep and get ready for the haul. Now, the astrological sign connected to Neptune, that's ruled by Neptune, is Pisces. And oh, you beautiful people, please don't sleep on Pisces. Stop thinking Pisces are wussies. I see fish fight for their life every day. And fish don't play. You know, fish are just as invested to stay in that water as the fishermen are invested to get them out of that water to have a meal. So I think about that when I think about Pisces now, because my dearest twin, not twin born at the same time, but we share the same birth cards, is with my baby sister. And she's teaching me a lot about how to respect the boundaries of a Pisces. Believe that. And I love her for it. And I get to see her fire. And I get to see how every water sign, you know, every water sign has a reputation. Like, every sign has a reputation. But I think the thing that is really important to connect with is, you know, you have to see the person for who they are. People aren't always just going to show up as, I was born in May, so I do have some really strong Taurian stuff happening with me. But I also have a Leo rising, which means I have a lot of fire. And a lot of my life is about, you know, winning to turn down the fire or when I need to turn it up. And I guess what I've decided to do in my life is to say yes to me through my ancestral support of spirit guides, saying I can do it, because Seven the Chariot is about victory. It's about finally being comfortable in your body and showing up as who you are. Love ancestral style really takes you back to the roots of, what did you want to be when you were a little girl or a little boy? What were your favorite things to do? I can tell you off the top of my head, I love The Wizard of Oz. Anybody that knows me knows I love Dorothy. But Dorothy's not the only one. I have so many movies and books and everything's about going home. Not just going home, but about artists. The Frida movie, Basquiat, political people, even Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher, Julie and Julia, Fur, Boycott. It's a strange mix of politics and art, which means, what am I going to do with it? Well, my birth cards are Star and Strength. So I said yes to the mission of restoring beauty into the world. And I want to restore beauty into your life. And I want to help you mine your spiritual diamonds in your life if you can't find them. Let's go to the cards. It's time to take a caller. Let me see what's going on. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number. Okay, Arizona, love and relationship. Let's go there with Alcina. How you doing, Alcina? Welcome to the Celestial Show.
Oh, hi. I'm good.
Good. Okay, great. Can you tell me your question?
I'm wondering what you see happening between me and my ex-fiancé.
You want to see what's happening between you and your ex-fiancé. Alcina, this feels very familiar to
yeah,
me.
Like, I'm wondering,
and if I'm wrong... Oh, I'm sorry, say what, sweetie? I'm sorry.
I'm just, like, wondering what's going to happen from here, like...
Okay, I understand you, but I'm getting messages right away about this, and I want to make sure that we're all clear and on the same page, because this is an opportunity to begin again and do a do-over, if what my spidey senses are tingling and saying to me. So I'm going to say to you right now, in the spirit of respecting your space and your anonymity, is that this feels very familiar to me, your voice and your energy. And I feel like I've spoken to you before, and the conversation did not go very well in terms of, it didn't go well in terms of reception for how you received the message. So I want to make sure that you and I, right here, right now, on this 7 day, get you your maternal ancestral love message, okay? Because you feel very familiar. Now I'm going to check in with you.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell with you?
You know, I'm not quite sure.
You're not sure if that rings a bell with you? Okay, sweetie, that's great. All right, that's fine. Let's go to the cards. I'm going to shuffle three times. Three is a magic number. It belongs to the Empress. The Empress is connected to the to Venus, which is the planet of love and beauty. And you are asking about love and relationship and whether or not you are going to get back with your ex. And I'm going to the goddess right now and my ancestors and my spirit guides and all the angels and the people and energy, non-physical presence that surrounds us in this moment to speak through me, to speak to you. because you've been carrying this one for a long time. You've been carrying this one for a long time, okay? So let's help you right now. I have a five of swords. I have a two of discs. I have a four, emperor. There is a sting in the situation. The sting is serious, which means that I'm getting a no. Off the break. Five of swords. There's no way around it, and it's a B. Now, I would like to offer you some support around that B. The B is a very powerful medicine. It is a worker. It is industrious. But the thing is that all of your buzzing around is not helping you out of the situation. You are actually being blocked in by swords. Swords and tarot is your air. Air is what you're thinking about. It is your perception. So without a shift in how you're focusing on this situation, you're not going to get free from it. There is a way to get free. There is a promise of new life and birth for you. It's under the two of discs. It's a snake, okay? But this snake that is surrounding this mama, this beautiful mama who's breastfeeding twin babies. So that's abundance. That's big stuff waiting for you to release your story about whatever this ex is doing, because you are going to have so much stuff coming to you once you let this go that you are going to be breastfeeding twin babies. Twin babies represents gifts. It represents abundance. The task for you to do is to let go, because there's a snake that's protecting this mother, and the snake has two heads, which means one of the snake's skin had to be shed. So you need to shed. And then, my sister, you become the emperor in your life. And you get to decide not whether or not you're going to get back to him with him, but what you want. If he's still standing there, then he's there for you. But if you have to chase him, he's not there for you. Do you have any questions about this message?
So basically the answer is no. I wasn't asking if we were going to get back together. I just was wondering what was going to happen from here.
I told you that you're blocked in by your brain, by swords, and the energy is coming back. We've had this conversation. You're blocked in by your perception. Amen. Be well, sister, because somebody's going to get blessed. And it's going to be you when you stop running. Be blessed now. Take care. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number. I can't make you hear me if you don't. That's a song, Nancy Wilson. And I love having the opportunity to try again. Let's take a moment, because that is a universal message for all of us. It's our thoughts that keep us locked in. We have so many gifts waiting for us, but we won't let go of old stories. How in the world can a snake have the medicine to transmute if it's dealing with dead skin? You gotta let it go. You have to let it go. Because underneath the four emperor is the 13 death card. Let it go. Release. Change. Shift. Transformation. Abracadabra. You become an emperor, and that is a love ancestral story message of how to claim your power and stand in an empowered space. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you very much, Life Coach. Today I'm feeling the hug, because once you tap into who you are, you don't have to break. You just don't. You don't even have to even trip about that. I won't take that personally. I hope she calls back. We could do round three, and it won't be a fight. It'll be a round three of, I'm just going to love on you until you hear me. I'm not going to change my message. It's probably going to get stronger, but in love. Yes, I need a break. I need some coffee or something, some tea. You are listening to Celeste's Show, Celeste Morgan. We're going to, have a take a break, get some water. I've got some more good stuff for you, and I'm really looking forward to my next caller who wants a reading. 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press one on your keypad. And, big shout out to Bombasa Safira. That's beautiful. Thank you, Life Coach, today.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sofira, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
The world of business continues to evolve, and at this time, companies need an internet presence. For this purpose, meet Electra Ford, owner of the Virtual Office Center. Electra implements internet marketing plans connecting you to your audience online. What is business if it is not seen? For product launching, raising websites' position in the search engines, and expanding your reach online, contact Electra Ford at 501-993-6734. That's 501-993-6734, or visit virtualofficecenter.net.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We are doing tarot readings on this number 7, very balanced, sacred masculine and feminine day. Why do I say that? Because 7 is ruled by Neptune, but it shows up as the Chariot in tarot, which is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer, which is feminine, which is ruled by the moon. Powerful energy. The Cancer sign is ruled by the moon. So, powerful energies of paternal and maternal love coming in because, you know, I would like to believe that those who help to create us love us. And all of those on the other side. I particularly have a relationship with both parents, my mother and my father on the other side, and they have been flooding me as well as other ancestors because I have the key speaking their names and learning their history. And so I'm inviting more of their energy. And what that means is that I have discovered that my family, I lost a part of my family line. Here's another practical tip. Get to know your roots if you can. I would always think that I could only, I would only think about Africa. I would only think about which country in Africa is my family from, you know, my people from. Where are my European roots? Well, I've been starting that process, and I've got first layer family tree done, but I was able to discover my grandfather's side, and that's really important. All of it is important, but we lost those people. I didn't know my great-great-grandfather's name or my great-grandfather's name, and now having that information, I know that my great-grandparents are from James Island, South Carolina. I always thought that my people may be from New Orleans. There's no Orleans, you know, there's no New Orleans trail, but I'm kind of special. You know what I mean? Happy Mardi Gras to those who are celebrating. Fat Tuesday's coming up. but I always thought that I would discover this relative from New Orleans, you know, coven. You know what I'm talking about. I just thought that mystery was me. And then I find out that my people are from Charleston, South Carolina, isolated. So they are actually really connected to their West African roots. And not only that, but they have a really strong spiritual side. And all of these colors and baskets have been coming into my life since the first of the year. And I'm like, whoa, what's that? It's Gula Geechee. I'm very proud to say that my great-grandparents are from the Gula Geechee Nation. And I'm learning about my roots for the first time in my life. I get to go another journey home that I didn't have access to. And you get to as well if you check out your genealogy. They want to be remembered. Let's take a caller. All right, 347-426-3346. I'm so happy to pull your cards today. So happy to share my family love story with you. I've got other love stories too. I'm not sure if they're going to come out on the radio or through my book. From Anacostia to Avalon. Mm-hmm. It's an ancestral love story. Love stories coming out. Absolutely. And I've got places that you could check out, the development as well. I have a Pinterest account. I've been taking a lot of pictures. I'm going to revamp my blog. Journeys Home still works. I'm always talking about going home. And you'll see stuff on my Celestial Show fan-like page and my personal wall. And some of my CC creations that you've been hearing about. They're now turning into puppets. So what kind of plays am I going to make? I've got a lot that I need to express and a lot of things that I haven't done in a long time. So 347-426-3346 is the calling number. I see a 901 number. Yeah. I guess I should check in with the heart quarters to see what's going on. Life Coach Today, do you think you could join me for a second? Oh, Sharon. Okay. Sure. Hello, Sharon. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello, Sharon. How are you doing?
Oh, there we go. I'm doing fine. Mine's not a romance question, though, to this evening.
Okay. Yum, yum, yum. I love romance. I love to be in love. Love doesn't believe that about me, but I'm letting love know that I love to be in love.
Aww.
So, yeah. So, you have a romance question. Where are you calling from, Sharon?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. You feel familiar, too, Sharon.
You know, yes, I did call you back last summer. And I think you have a good memory. You remember that first caller? You have a really good memory. But I promise mine's positive. I mean, even if you give me a bad answer, that's okay. I'm just saying.
Aww.
It's a career question. No love tonight.
Okay, career or romance? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's do this.
I'm looking
you gave
for
me both.
Yeah, what, sweetie? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm looking. See if I'm going to be landing a job soon. Oh, God. I've been contracting for almost a year, and I'm so stressed.
Okay. Well, let's go to the cards, okay? And I'm just going to see what it says, because I feel like in my head what I just saw happen was your question go two ways, almost like a V, not separated, but almost like I saw in my head like a laser beam, like parting out, because I was like, okay, where does she want to go? Where does she want to go? Because she said romance, and then you switched to career. So it's split.
I'm more worried about getting a job, yeah. Sorry, go on. You're
okay.
The boss.
No, you're good. I just want to let you know energetically.
Okay.
It's split, but we're going to see what the cards say, and we'll see how it directs. Because, you know, you got elements to deal with here. We don't know what kind of people are going to show up with. Major arcana, so we're just going to let the cards talk to us, okay?
Okay.
Let's see the story that unfolds. Okay. I have a Five of Hierophants reversed. I have a Daughter of Wands to the left a little bit. And then I have the Ten of Discs to the right. I said I didn't know which major arcana card was going to come up, which people card was going to come up, or which element was going to come up. Now, you have very interesting things happening here. The first thing is the Hierophant in tarot is the High Priest. It's astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus. Taurians are notorious for being...
Yes, I listened to your show. You said you were a Taurus. So
I'm so impressed. I'm a Taurian, which means I'm really, really stubborn. It's true. I'm not going to deny it. But I'm stubborn about what I love. Now, when I am a Taurian looking at your card and I see your Hierophant reversed, I need you to be more clear about what you want, is what this card means to me. Because the only thing that you cannot do is lie to your heart. Even if somebody slips in and you think you're in love and you're not sure, if it's not feeling right, the heart will not lie. The heart may stop feeling a little bit or might want to go numb, but a healthy heart is an amazing GPS. Okay?
I know.
So you need to trust your heart to lead you on your path, because that split was a crossroads. So I see new adventure in your future with this Daughter of Wands. She's running off with a unicorn, which means that the adventure that you're coming on is going to be one that's going to take you outside of just contracting, because you're going to start asking your heart what you want, Sharon. You're going to start saying to yourself, I want more than a contract. I want to live my best life. I want more than a job. I want to know what my calling is. What
and
is
my
the
career.
Calling?
Oh, I've been doing that all. I know.
Yeah, like what is it on this earth right now that I'm here to do? While you continue to do the manual piece of sending out your resume and energetically going out there and doing your thing, I'm asking you to consider some different questions as well to enhance your journey, because I see good news for you. If you trust this process of you are going on a great new adventure, on a 7-day, this daughter, this young girl, is learning how to run to her new life. And at the end, the final outcome, I see a pregnant woman giving birth in the community of people who support her. Sharon, do you have your support system of sisters and brothers around you to help you birth this baby that we keep talking about, Sharon? This isn't the first time we talked about this gift of yours. So, okay, in the last 15 minutes of this show, since this is your second time calling me, do you know your birth cards?
I know my birth cards, no.
No, you don't. Okay, do you feel comfortable giving me your birthday?
Of course. September 1st. My goodness. September 1st. I heard someone tell me I was a 10 of diamonds, if that makes sense. September 1st.
That's the manifest cards, the destiny cards. I don't have those yet, honey.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to learn those, though. I'm going to learn those.
Yeah, so September 1st, 1965.
Okay. Great. Okay, you just triggered me, that's all. And that's to make sure I don't overtalk you, so I'm sorry.
No.
You just got me all excited.
The bottom line is, you, sweetie, you do see a job coming, don't you, in that reading, yes.
Yeah, of course.
But
more than just a job, I see your new life
coming.
It's
my career. Okay.
And it's in a disc, which is a really positive sign. That's Earth. That's manifestation. And it's Earth, and it's work. You know, I mean, it's work, it's career, it's money, it's good stuff coming. September 1st, 1960.
Yep, timing is hard. Do you think it'll be by spring?
Very, very interesting. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to go for spring. And I'm only going for spring because you, my dear, are 13 death or emperor. And I would tap into the beginning of spring for your fire coming in because the emperor card in tarot is astrologically connected to the sign of Aries, which is the fire starter. Pay attention to the four, the Rider-Waite deck. He's decked out in red and black boots. He's strong in his throne. You have the power. You just got to let some stuff go. So everything I said to the first caller, take it upon yourself. 13 is death. Change. It's a good thing. Let it go. You tap into your power, your job, your relief. That is what you came here to do, to learn how to let go
of things.
Transform,
it's been hard for me, honey.
Emperor.
I know.
You're giving birth to your emperor in spring.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. Yeah, the spring. I heard you. You're giving birth to your emperor. I heard you, yes. Yes. Anything else?
Well, I think with that type of energy, with that 13 death and emperor, your romance looks really good as well.
Okay.
Your whole life is about shifting and letting go and stepping into your power. Once you get comfortable with that, everything that you need will draw to you.
I agree with that totally. I know. The older I get, the better I get at letting things go, and you're right. That's something I've had to learn my whole life, I know. You're right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetie. And you're absolutely right. I called you last summer. It was like 90 degrees out here. I remember. But listen, thank you much. That was wonderful, okay?
It's my pleasure. Thank you for saying yes. And I look forward to celebrating your new job with you.
Thank you.
You call me. You let me know.
I will.
All right.
Thanks, okay?
Good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We're making magic practical. So funny. People told me they did the Ren Wright in the chat room, cracking me up, talking about their number one song was "One Round Purple People Eater." I know that song. Go for the color purple. It's the color of royalty. If your song is crazy, go for the color, what the color means. That's the crown chakra. It's the highest one. Okay? All right, let's go to Gabby real quick. Gabby from Memphis. How are you doing, my sister?
I'm doing so well. How are you doing?
I am great. I want to thank you for posting The Greatest Love of All. That's a really strong maternal message for me. And my mother is one of my spirit guides. So when you posted Whitney Houston, you thanked me for listening. But I'm thanking you for tuning in to my love ancestral style with my mother. It's a conversation that I've been flooded with love songs. That's one of them. And you tapped into it. So thank you for posting it. You were able to tap into it because we are of same vibration of love. And we were able to connect. So thank you for that synchronicity. Now you have a question for me, right?
Of course. Yes. Again, I appreciate you so much. I love you so much.
I love you too, Gabby.
I've called in before. Everything's always about love with me and me being in distress and just having a difficult time with it. And, and I have had another like rough patch with somebody lately with this another new guy and
okay. Gabby, you know, I'm going to do one thing for you. Gabby, I want to do something with you because we hang out in the same places. So I want to stop you right now not to prejudice your reading because we all go to the same class, okay, in terms of how we enjoy entertainment. So I don't want you to say anything. Nope, I don't want you to say anything else. Not yet.
Okay.
No, I don't want you to. No, you're so powerful, honey. This is like playing with my sister, you know, because you're psychic too.
I was gonna call you my sister. I was gonna say that.
Right. Yeah, and we have a really short amount of time, and I really want to make sure you get your message. But we're connected around some psychic energy because we're learning the same lessons around love. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So let's go to the cards. Let's go to Mother right now. Me and you, right now, we've got our jacks, and we're going to the front porch, and we're going to Mother. I'm so excited. Okay. I love it when psychics call me. That's hot.
Yes, I feel it.
Because you guys trigger me. We trigger each other because we're there. Here we go. Yes, I'm aware. We all see what I'm talking about. Right here. You need to tap into your 14 temperance energy. You need to take a step back and chill out, my sister. Very, 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 very interesting that the 14 temperance card is the one that's coming through because it's also underneath a high priest. So there's that energy around you learning how to deal with the alchemy. When the temperance card comes up, people usually think that it just means about balance and moderation. But for Mother Peace Tarot, this card means you're at a graduation level. So slow down. This is about you integrating your emerging powers. It is going to be very, very difficult for you to use your Shaman of Swords energy because this energy is to the left. The Temperance is to the left. The Shaman of Swords is to the left. And your gifts are to the left. Ace of Discs. Mm-hmm. So let me just wrap this up for you real quick. And I'm going to keep this. I'm going to take a picture of it. Okay? Because this is good. This is good for a lot of powerful people. So I want everybody to come into this fire because this is going to be the last reading before I release you. So this is going to be the reading for the week because we're going to come back to these cards next week. And the reason why I'm saying that is because 5 is running next week. And we're going to come right back to the Temperance card and the High Priest. So we've got the Temperance card to the left, which means that the energy, the graduation, there's still more work to be done for you to fully understand your initiation and your gifts. Get some help. You need like a supervisor. You need to start thinking of yourself as almost like a social worker. And social workers have supervisors that they can talk to when they're moving through things, okay? That's kind of the key of temperance, knowing how to hone your power and how to use it responsibly. The Shaman of Swords to the left, you've already written there, Bridget Bryant. I just want to make sure I say that Bridget Bryant is coming up as we release this show because I'm doing this so fast, and I want you to know where you can find her. You can find her on Facebook at BridgetBryant.com. There is love. Okay. Enjoy that. Okay, Gabby, back to me and you and this magic we're making here. The Shaman of Swords is to the left. That's being able to speak your truth and being able to hear from spirit. And then your Ace of Discs is to the left, and that's about getting a new gift. In a nutshell, what I see for you is this, and we are going to come back to this.
Okay.
Focus on yourself, your introspective work, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry so much about who's not receiving your message, okay? Because once the channel is clear, you're not tripping about who's receiving your messages, okay, baby? Don't even worry about that. You just make sure that your messages are coming through a clear channel so that, boom, you can receive the gifts that are waiting for you once you fully are ready. You're almost ready to graduate. You're not there yet. There's something that needs to happen within your energetic pool for healing, and I believe that that help, getting that help, is going to be vitally important. We all need it. I have a mentor, teacher, that I've walked with. I call him my Giles since 1994. I have a Giles. I really do. His name is Don Wolf, Keeper of Stories. You know who Giles is? You know my reference?
No.
Buffy? The Buffy Vampire Slayer. I'm so glad Spirit said she may not know who Giles is. Giles is the teacher on that show. You know what I'm talking about now? I hope everybody understands.
I'll have to look into it. I never have even watched it. I'm a little bit, like, I think that it might have frightened me when I was younger, like, to look into it. So I'll have to look.
Take it easy. I'll give you another recommendation then. But we're going to wrap up. I don't want to send you there, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to send you there. But I love you so much, Gabby. Love is such a beautiful thing. I'm going to put my link in. Oh, I should put my link for Pinterest in, because I want you to see how my ancestors have been sending me love songs and ancestors, past life lovers, tapping into Akashic records. It all happens when you remember that there is love. I love you guys so much. I've got more. I'm bursting over here. But until next week. I'll see you tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, 50 Shades of Secret Sexuality. Thank you for hanging out, everybody. I love you. Make sure you love yourself.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.